Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, with four straight days of football, a Christmas Day contest, a Saturday tripleheader, the NFL stockings are completely full entering Week 16. The action kicks off on Christmas when the Vikings hit the road to take on the Saints. New Orleans can clinch a fourth consecutive NFC South title with the win, or a Tampa Bay loss Saturday when they travel to Detroit to battle the Lions. The stakes absolutely high for Minnesota as well, because a loss or an Arizona win eliminates them from postseason contention. Make sure to watch it, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and streaming live on Amazon Prime Video. And that, my friends, is followed by a triple header of action on Saturday. Tampa Bay and Detroit playing first at 1 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. Lions Pro Bowl center Frank Ragnow will see a specialist for his fractured throat, putting his status in doubt this week. The Buccaneers' leading rusher, running back Ronald Jones, is doubtful to play. He's on the reserve COVID-19 list. And Tom Brady and his Bucs can clinch their first playoff berth since 2007 with a win or a Chicago loss. Then at 4:30, stream the 49ers and the Cardinals contest on Amazon Prime Video or Twitch. San Francisco QB Nick Mullins injuring his elbow, so C.J. Beathard will get the start. The Cardinals will clinch their first playoff berth since 2015 with a win, plus a Chicago loss or tie Sunday when the Bears hit the road against the Jaguars. And wrap up your Saturday night back on NFL Network at 8:15. As Miami is in Las Vegas for a key AFC tilt. Now, if the Dolphins can secure a playoff berth, Miami will have gone from last place in its division the previous year to the postseason. Wow, what a story and what a job Brian Flores has done. Now, looking ahead to Sunday, the Colts can cement a spot in the AFC playoffs when they travel to the Steel City to take on the Steelers. Indy will clinch a playoff berth with the win, plus a Baltimore or Miami loss. Pittsburgh can clinch its first AFC North Division title since 2017 with the win. Despite his team dropping three straight after opening the season 11-0, head coach Mike Tomlin isn't making drastic changes to the starting lineup.
I'm still extremely confident in that formula, in the men that we work with, but confidence is one thing, doing it is another. And so, you know, we'll shut our mouths and go to work and wait for our next opportunity. And we have a good one this week in the form of the Indianapolis Colts, who are battling for a divisional lead in the AFC South. I think that is good for us as well. You know, we don't need to run away from the kitchen. We need to run into it.
Yes, run into it. Do whatever it is you have to do. You got to get back into that win column, coach. And teams can begin having virtual head coaching interviews today, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. This was previously not allowed until the end of the regular season. Currently, the Texans, Falcons, and Lions are all playing under interim head coaches. These virtual interviews can last for up to 2 hours. However, teams can deny the interview request. Josh Gordon has suffered yet another setback. According to Tom, the Seahawks wideout will not be allowed to play or practice indefinitely. This comes just one day after returning to Seattle's active roster. A setback in Gordon's battle with substance abuse broke the terms of his conditional reinstatement. Gordon hasn't played since December of last year. Elsewhere, Dwayne Haskins threw two interceptions in a loss to Seattle Sunday. He also made some bad decisions after the game. The Washington quarterback was photographed partying at a strip club without a mask on, which of course violates league COVID protocols. Haskins apologized for his actions, but his status for this weekend remains unclear. And make sure to find out who to start and who to sit on your fantasy team by downloading the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. Oh, one more thing. Make sure to watch Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys will be joined at the virtual breakfast table by Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett and Giants head coach Joe Judge. You don't want to miss that. It all goes down from 7 to 10 Eastern. Well, my work is done. I'm Will Selva. Have a great day. And these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.